Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're on the 78th Mostra de Venezia, and we're here with Alex Carvalho, director of, it is Salamandra or Salamandra?
Salamandra.
Salamandra, mm-hmm. A film in La Settimana della Critica here in Venice. Alex, thank you very much for being with us.
It's a great pleasure to be here with you, Marty.
You're just right out of the screening. How was it?
Very emotional. Yeah, it's making independent films is such a journey. So it's very interesting to actually to see the baby that all these people work together for so much energy, put energy and time to see that on the screen is very emotional. It's a very, unique experience.
How could you explain all the effort you put into this first feature film? I mean, the journey, the path that led you here to Venice.
Yes, I had a dream of making films since very young. Making films sometimes is not an option, you know, so it took time. As you can see today, I'm a mature man.
And I made so mature.
And I make my first film, but it's a long process. Salaman took about 12 years to come to fruition, so yes. It was a very long journey.
I think you chose your hometown, Recife,
right,
for the film. Why did you choose the Recife? Why did you place the plot there?
It's funny because Recife became quite evident recently because Kleber Mendonça films, you know, that are kind of people are recognizing the landscape. But for me, the relationship was very, very personal because I come from Recife. I lived in Recife until I was 23, if I'm not wrong now, and then I moved to Europe. So that experience has been with me for many years, you know, and the desire and curiosity to come back has been a big part of this process, you know. So I think my relationship with Recife is very personal, but I think it's a city that has such a contrast that it's very adequate to tell that story, mm-hmm. in that place. Mm-hmm.
Salamandra tells the story of a woman, Marina Foïs, that has been attached to the care of her father, and then I would say she looks for freedom in an unexpected way, I would say. Did you want to... What's your point of view about this woman? You wanted to tell this story as a liberating story, or...
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the film is about the search for freedom.
Okay.
And I think the search for freedom is everywhere. Doesn't matter if you are in Brazil or in Africa or in Middle East or in Europe. So it's a common desire, you know, the desire for freedom. And I think the character talks a lot about freedom.
Freedom in a sense, I was thinking about freedom in a sense that maybe many women are living today. I mean, it's a story that could easily become international, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think that's the beauty of La Salamandre, because it's an adaptation of a book. I don't know if you know that,
but yeah,
it's a book for Jean-Christophe Ruffin. So it's an adaptation of a book that was written some long time ago. So it was a big exercise to make this story to a more contemporary place, you know. And I think that's something that we put a lot of energy to bring it to something that's close to what we live in today. So I think it's very universal, that story. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. And in this process of the protagonist looking for freedom, she falls in love with Gil, which is a young man very in Recife. There have been many approaches of these kinds of relationship between a mature woman or a man and a younger person. What was yours? What do you want your approach to be in the film?
I think for me, Catherine is very powerful because she has a desire to find herself, mm-hmm. and I think this search to find herself is probably the main story of the film, you know, which is a search that if you pay attention in the film, you're going to see that all the characters are searching for something.
Yes.
So,
And did you want to use Jill to somehow represent youth in Brazil? I mean, the situation of a certain group of people that at the same time, I mean, like Catherine, they are looking for freedom in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this search for possibilities, you know, like nowadays, like the young, most young generations, they live in a very difficult time. You know, I think this search for finding yourself at that age is notorious normally, but under the circumstances that we are, is very important. But there's also another aspect that I think is very important that connects me a lot with Gil. First, because Gil was a character that we had to basically rewrite, because in the book is a totally different approach. So we had to try to bring that story closer to a Brazilian, okay, a real Brazilian nowadays, with the struggles of a Brazilian and that those classes and things, those positions in the society, you know. So for me, it was a very fascinating learning curve, you know, because when you start researching these things, you get to touch things that sometimes you not even expect. And I think this is the beauty of filmmaking, in my point of view, is that this opportunity to challenge yourself, to challenge some ideas that you might have, and to learn from that experience. So Gil, for me, is a great opportunity to learn. And I have some very personal experiences in Europe that connects me with Gil. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first arrived here young, full of dreams, but dreams, sometimes they don't, you know, so yeah, all these elements together makes what Gil is. You
know? We were talking some minutes ago about the path that led you here, like the process, how difficult it was. What would you say was the most unexpected challenge in making our first feature film? I mean, this aspect of making a film that you didn't expect to be so hard, so difficult.
I think I can't tell all the stories, you know, but to tell the story of Salamandra, I feel that sometimes it's really difficult to try to reverse the approach on telling a story, because that was what I tried to do. I tried to get a book and try to tell that same story of the book from a different point of view. And I think that was sometimes very difficult for people here to understand or to actually envisage what could be that vision, you know. And I think that's what I think probably was very difficult, to let people understand what this new story is about, you know. And I think it has to deal with colonialism in one way.
Yeah, you're right.
But for me, it's fascinating, because being someone who lived half of my life in Brazil, half of my life here, I think these as part of our daily questions, you know. Like, I have a talk with friends, and it's always come these questions around this theme. So I think that's something that I feel quite genuine to explore, you know. Like, I really curious, you know. I want to learn about that. I want to make myself better.
Yeah, that's and you made short films before this film. Speaking about the technical point of view, did you find any differences between shooting a short film and a long film? Or production-wise, I mean, you shot a 2 hours film, which is different in the in the length, of course. That's the obvious difference. But during the process, the technical process?
I don't think I had much problems with the technical process, because I started very young making, not films, because I've been working editing. Mm-hmm. So I had a lot of experience how to deal with technical sides of filmmaking. You know, I did a lot of editing, and I did also direct smaller projects. So it's something that I was in touch with all these elements. For me, the challenge was to tell a story with that sort of complexity. And that's a 2-hour story. it's a very different challenge, you know. But I'm not the guy who actually made loads of shorter films, you know. For me, it's been quite bumpy the way, I would say.
Well, we're here in Venice, and this has been a conversation with Alex Carvalho, director of A Salamandra, here in the Settimana della Critica in Venice. Alex, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for the invitation. It's a great pleasure. I'm so happy to be here, you know, and I wish you guys have a great festival.
We're trying to. This was an interview from Venice. It's Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.